Earlier this month, Cha Veng's body was found partially concealed under a log. The Green Bay man had been stabbed to death, and some Hmong groups say his accused killer, James Nichols, did so out of spite for their community. For Bob Kovar, coordinator of the Intercultural Leadership Initiative, hostility against other cultures is nothing new.
Particularly up in the north, it's pretty blatant. It's very hurtful to our young people to hear, and yet we're not really actively trying to be done with it.
Kovar says the region remains a hotbed of angry and sometimes violent encounters between cultures, much of it stemming from Indians' right to practice spearfishing and other activities. Kovar says he's hoping to bring a town hall meeting to Minocqua, where recent clashes between Indian and non-Indian high school students have prompted an investigation. Kovar says the meeting is to help people learn and accept their differences. But, he says, many grown-ups will keep their kids at home instead.
We've had kids ask us, how come you're asking us to do this when we don't see any adults in our community doing this? And what are their role models doing? Their role models are not liking each other and not making an attempt to get to know each other. So there is racism, and we have a hard time acknowledging that.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's DNR and the state's Justice Department have done some preliminary planning for conciliation forums designed to ease racial tensions. Chief Warden Randy Stark says they've also begun working with Hmong veterans to create educational seminars that will be presented in 10 Wisconsin communities with large Hmong populations. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.